Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Marami sa atin, pag binanggit ang Palawan, Philippines, ang unang naiisip, bakasyon, paraiso, dagat. Pero para sa volunteer na si Udo Foster, ang Palawan ay tumayong parehong tahanan at workplace noong nag-volunteer siya sa Australian Volunteers Program.
Hello, my name is Udo. I'm a prosthetist, orthotist. So I studied in Melbourne. I'm originally German, but migrated to Melbourne quite a long time ago, 24 years ago. So the profession is an interesting one. You get to think very much about the patient. You have to have some medical knowledge and some physiology knowledge, but you also have to make something for patients. So you have to be a good craftsman.
Nagtatrabaho si Udo noon sa Royal Melbourne Children's Hospital nang nakita niya ang isang job advertisement sa isang newspaper.
We were just looking, as you do, for jobs in the paper. And there was an advertisement by Australian volunteers. It was for a prosthetist, which is not very common because it's a small industry that would be an assignment for volunteers. Pretty amazing, especially because we've got 3 children. And it always had to be a family-friendly setting. Well, my wife and I had always thought that we would like to do some volunteer work someday. We'd been traveling a bit, and because I'm from overseas, I've already seen a few different things.
Taong 2015 nang natanggap si Udo sa programa at na-assign sa Bahatala Rehabilitation Center sa Puerto Princesa, Palawan. Ang Bahatala ay isang NGO na itinatag ni Dr. Jose Antonio Socrates para magbigay ng libreng orthopedic at rehabilitation services sa mga nangangailangan, lalo na sa mga malalayong komunidad. Kabilang sa mga tinutulungan nila ay mga pasyenteng disabled dahil sa stroke o cerebral palsy at mga batang may club foot. Sila rin ay gumagawa ng mga artificial limbs at orthopedic braces at nagbibigay ng healthcare para sa mga pasyente.
This assignment was to help and improve the services, especially for prosthetics, which is replacing limbs for amputees. So that included educating staff to a level where they could do better treatment, trying to find more contemporary materials that weren't used at the time, bring up to scratch the workshop with all the machines and tools, education lecturers in the clinic, see patients together and do some examples and everyone have a go at taking a cast and making multiples of everything.
Malaking challenge ang budget. Literal na it will cost you an arm and a leg dahil lang isang artificial limb ay nag-range sa $5,000 hanggang $50,000. Naging challenge ito kay Udo para makahanap ng world-class na materyales na pasok sa budget ng Bahatala at na kaya niyang ituro sa specialists kung paano ito gamitin at kumpunihin.
First of all, Palawan is a little island. And second, it's in the Philippines and there's a lot of tax on anything that's imported from overseas. To be quite honest, a lot of the components are quite overpriced because they're medical and they, of course, have to be approved for use on the human body. And are quite pricey, which there's quite a conflict with the budget that we had and that Bahatala traditionally has. Bring a few samples from overseas and line up some supplies that we could somehow fit into the budget and find some ways around things that we couldn't import.
Isa sa mga hindi makakalimutang pasyente ni Udo ay isang 9-anyos na batang lalaking na kilala nila sa isa sa mga clubfoot clinics ng Bahatala.
So there was a little boy who we saw in one of those outreach clinics that Bahatala does. Palawan is a longish island, 300 kilometers, and there's the only facility is Bahatala that does those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. So some patients find it really hard to get there or they don't know it's available. So Bahatala does some clinics and tries to find those people in the community that need that help. So in one of those art clinics, we'd find that boy who had a club foot on one side, which is when the foot so turns in, basically it was the sort of the foot facing up. And the other side, the foot was missing. So if you imagine, it was basically missing from the mid of the tibia. So there was a burst effect. And so when we found him, he was walking on his knees with flip-flops stuck to his knees.
Komplikado ang kaso ng bata. Ayon kay Udo, kinailangan niyang mag-undergo ng surgery bago ito subukang gawa ng prosthesis.
Well, a few months later, we could try the first prosthesis and get him to walk and get him started. And because it was at the beginning, I saw quite a lot of this. Those things take time. And, you know, after half a year, 8 months, he could actually walk independently, and which meant he could go to school and just be a normal child and do the things he should be doing as a little boy.
Ang volunteer work niya sa Pilipinas ay itinuturing ni Udo na isang humbling experience.
In some way, remember, back home, lots of things that in the West are automated or someone else does them. But there, it's all the package deal. Everyone does everything from scratch just because of accessibility and funding and the skills that are not readily available. Definitely learned to be more doing the full from start to finish. I'm sure I learned as much as those people when I was there. Maybe that's what I should add. That's really all. And I guess the good lesson for everyone is to keep your eyes open and remember that simplicity and that things can be changed even when the going is hard and the budget is low.
January 2016, nung umuwi si Udo at ang kanyang pamilya sa Melbourne. Ngunit hindi tumigil ang komunikasyon niya sa Bahatala. Kwento ni Udo, patuloy na nag-consult ang foundation sa kanya. Kaya naman nung nagkaroon muli ng pagkakataon para makatulong sa Bahatala, hindi siya nagdalawang isip. Isa si Udo sa mga napili sa Go Back Give Back competition ng Australian Volunteers Program ngayong 2020. Ang programang ito ay magpupondo sa past winners na bumalik sa kanilang partner organizations para mag-volunteer ng 2 linggo upang mag-design ng maliit na proyekto gamit ang $6,000 na financial grant. Ngunit dahil sa pandemic, naging remote volunteering ang dapat sanay face-to-face na proyekto.
But I just happened to come across that competition and thought, oh, that's there's a project I really wanted to do with them that I didn't quite get to finish when I was there. One of many projects.
Kwento ni Udo, ang proyektong pinopost niya ay nakapokus sana sa paggawa ng prosthetics. Ngunit dahil sa pandemic, hindi na ito natuloy. Sa halip, ang pondo ay ginamit sa mga repairs ng facilities na kailangan ng Bahatala, habang si Udo ay nag-conduct ng webinars para sa staff ng Bahatala.
So my contribution was then to try and teach some of that content in an online setting, which in the end I chose to do PowerPoints. Yeah, so because it's such a long-term project, we still keep going with examples and more little lectures, and it's not really a finite end to it. And so I hope, despite all this, some people will benefit from that clinical knowledge that those people are getting.
Naging limitado ang pwedeng gawin ni Udo para sa Bahatala. Pero hindi naging hadlang ang pandemya para makatulong siya sa pamamagitan ng Australian Volunteers Program. Dagdag ni Udo, ang una niyang career ay bilang interior at theater stage designer bago siya nag-aral at naging prosthetist. Para sa kanya, malaking bagay na nagagamit niya ang artistic talent at na-combine ito sa medical expertise para makatulong bigyan ng dignidad, quality of life at pag-asa ang mga taong may kapansanan.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.